I definitely take kind of the best of what you would call folk music, which is storytelling and the stories of people. I think I'm fascinated by the universal stories out there. I like collecting stories and hearing people's, about hearing about their lives and that kind of thing. But then I think I take that essence of folk music and I combine it with a performance that's kind of high energy. I do a lot of, you know, more high energy performance. I love great stories on stage. And I think, you know, I'm a pretty good guitar player and that sonic quality that's happening. So for me, it's really a contemporary way of presenting these even historical stories. One of my favorite quotes, I love people come up to me and they say, I hate folk music, but I love what you do, you know? So that's exciting to me because it is folk music in that I feel like I'm following a tradition of that bard, the troubadour, and traveling from town to town in a culture that is, you know, kind of inundated by media and mainstream sort of spoon-fed entertainment. And I think for me, I'm really interested in that under-the-radar story that's happening and going from town to town and telling those stories in a fun way. What happens a lot of times is people will never heard of me. They come to the show and they come every time I come back.
Where do the stories that you're telling through your music come from? I know that many of them are your own compositions. I also note that Supertramp's The Logical Song is on one of your...
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's me, you know. I would say that just when you think you got me pegged, and he writes historical songs, or he writes stories about this, then, you know, I got to come out with a Supertramp song, a cover of that, just to keep shaking things up a little bit.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily, joyfully, playfully watching me. And then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, responsible, practical. And then they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, clinical, intellectual, cynical. There are times when all the world's asleep and the questions run too deep for such a simple man. Won't you please, please tell me what we've learned? I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am.
I play the music that I love to play, and I play what feels true to me. And I'm not labeling myself as I always do it this or that. I think... but one of the places where the stories came from is a few years ago, I received a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation. And they basically, it was kind of like, what do you want to do with your life? I want to be Woody Guthrie. I want to travel around and I want to collect stories and I want to write songs. And I was given this opportunity for a year and a half to travel around the rural parts of the Finger Lakes region of New York. And I interviewed people and I basically talked to locals, circus jugglers and Holocaust survivors and farmers and anybody. And I basically collected stories. I heard their stories and then wrote original songs based on what I heard. And some of these have ended up in documentaries. Some of them have been covered by bluegrass bands out in California. I have a song called Red Rooster in the Mash Pile. And it was based on a Prohibition story by this guy, Walt Losey, who told me this great story about his neighbors having a whiskey still and on their farm during Prohibition, and the roosters would get drunk and go out there. So I wrote this kind of ditty, you know, and it's been covered by a number of people, including a bluegrass band. And So for me, the stories kind of come from just keeping my eyes open and being out on the road and traveling and being in different places and asking questions of people because I'm fascinated by that, you know?
Red rooster in the mash pile, say cock-a-dock-a-dock-a-doo. Well, the boys are making whiskey and the rooster's drinking too. Red rooster in the mash pile, say cock-a-dock-a-dock-a-doo. Well, the boys are making whiskey and the rooster's drinking too. Here we go. Red rooster in the mash pile, say cock-a-dock-a-dock-a-doo. Well, the boys are making whiskey and the rooster's drinking too.
Do you have favorite themes that you like to approach in your songs? I mean, autobiographical stories, observational of the world, self-reflection, I mean, spiritual or philosophical concepts?
Everything you just said. You know, I think I touch on everything you just said. For me, there was a point earlier as a songwriter where I felt really resistant to self-reflective songs that were kind of self-absorbed songwriter, you know. I really wanted to go out and hear other people's stories and tell them. I wanted to learn about, you know, the building of the runways on Tinian Island during World War II. Or I wanted to hear about slaves in Leesburg, Virginia, who were escaping at midnight and on the Underground Railroad and you know, heading to Canada to freedom. For me, I was really, and still am, I'm very interested in the sort of universal story out there and not just my own little, you know, self-absorbed story. What I would say over the last number of years, I feel like I've learned how to tell a good story through song. And now I feel more comfortable with the craft of what I do in that I can look inside and I can write more self-reflective songs in a way that is more universal so that people go, yeah, I relate to that. I can couch it in a way. I can tell it in a way that's more universal. And that means a lot to me.
When my life is over and I have gone away, I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down. Finally reach the ground, I'll soak into the sod, turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod, turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod, turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Then when I turn dry and brown, I'll lay me down to rest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. When that eagle learns to fly, I'll flutter from that tree. I turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part
part of the mystery, part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery, part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. When my life is over and I have gone away, I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around.